Maggie will speak today about something also that even troubles me also in Hilchos Tefillah, since we're talking about Hilchos Tefillah. I'm not going necessarily in order, but in Siman Kuf Aleph, we have the Torah, Siman Kuf Aleph, Sif Beis. This troubles me for a long time, so I figured I may as well have a lot of pet peeves. The Mechaber says, Beis, okay? Kuf Aleph, Sif Beis. Kuf Aleph.
Yeah.
That's after Kuf.
Yeah.
Sif Beis.
Gotcha.
So it says, Lo yisbal b'libo levad, when a person davens, we're talking about Shmonese. You're not supposed to, often you see people davening, they're not even, their lips are moving. What does the Gemara say in Brachas? What's the makar? You probably know the makar. Who is the individual who introduced Bichlal, the idea of davening, of Shmonese? Chana. And the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara points out, based on the pasuk, Rak sfaseh hanos, her lips were moving. V'kola lo yishamea, you just didn't hear her voice. So the halacha is that when you daven, that's supposed to daven the way sometimes people daven, they daven like this. They stare at the words, and then they turn pages. I have observed such phenomena many times. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that is inappropriate, incorrect, absolutely unconscionable.
Does that mean you're over an Isser if you only read?
I didn't say that. No, Marty, I'm not so quick to condemn people, Chas v'Sholom. But it says here what you have to do. Mechate chadvarim misvasa. What does that mean? The words have to be enunciated. Umashmiya la'ozna balachash. Of course, it should be done how? Quietly. V'lo yashmiya kolo. You shouldn't go ahead and, shall we say, daven in such a loud voice. Because that the Gemara learns out from Chana. The pasuk says again, Rak sfaseh hanos, only her lips will move in, kol lo yishamea. But the Gemara says in Brachas, kol hamashmia kol b'tfilasa reizim miktani emuna. Someone who has to daven out loud, his silence when I say. That person is lacking in emuna, because that person somehow assumes that Hashem cannot hear tfila balachash. And he has to go ahead and become a PA system in order that Hashem should hear his tefillos. That, of course, is inappropriate. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, and you probably know this from Tanakh, or you should know it from Tanakh. Shall I go around here? But I won't do that. I'll be polite. But you'll tell me, I'm sure you know. In Tanakh, you find certain types of Nevi'im that whatever they did, it's always described as their so-called prayers. Well, b'kele keles. They used to scream at the top of their lungs. What kind of Nevi'im are they? What do they call these Nevi'im? Nevi'i Sheker. Throughout Tanakh you see this. I don't want to test your knowledge of Tanakh. That would be inappropriate. But there are many Nevi'i Sheker. When they would cry out to Avodah Zarah, they would do so because of the Kelos. There are no more Mr. Burroughs over there? No, Chelgalf. Maybe you can try to bring the Chelgalf. There's no Easter to bring it from outside. You're not over any Easter if you bring one from outside.
That's true.
Anyway, so here the Shulchan Aruch says, number one, that you have to not daven b'libo, ela mechate chadvarim misvaso, correct? And mashmiya lozna balachash, you have to go and enunciate the words where you can hear them. But I just want to stress here that the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkat and Hay, if you have Sifkat and Hay, that's Mr. Brewer?
Yeah, English. It's crazy.
English, Mr. Brewer? Okay. Look at Sifkat Day. V'yeshe kasu, v'tzorach lochash v'divri azar, sh'af l'chatkhilo l'yashmiya l'ozla. Some say that even l'chatkhilo, you should not be mashmiya l'ozla. Aval amagad avon kasu shein ra'i me'azor, v'chein kasu v'vi agro, v'yav t'das azor hu mashmonoch, v'kasu kasu shari afonim, sh'tov yosef l'chatkhilo, sh'yashir z'ozla. What should you do? You have to enunciate the words, you have to pronounce them, they have to be heard. So this is very significant. And therefore the Shabur comes out of Maskana, even though he says Bidiyavid Kulyama, what's the din Bidiyavid? The Mama Balachash Kokach, Shafil Lazar Lishmir Yotza. Okay? Bidiyavid, if you didn't enunciate the words with clarity, you didn't pronounce each one in an articulate way, so the Allah is Bidiyavid Yotze. There's at least you said the words. However, that it's very important that you not be belachash, shall we say, kolkach, where you yourself don't hear it. It's true, your neighbor should not hear it. Someone davening next to you should not hear that which you say. However, the halacha is that you yourself should hear what you're saying. Let me just add one thing. In the Bi'ur halacha here, on the side, if you take a look at the Bi'ur halacha, it's also written by the Chofetz Chaim, and he points out something very fascinating. Let's say if a person cannot have kavanah unless he davens b'kol. Sometimes you have people like that. Unless they daven b'kol, they cannot have kavanah. So under those circumstances, you'd be allowed to go ahead and be magbiah b'kol. That's what the Mishnah Berurah calls here the Bi'ur halacha. But the Chachamim, of course, that's not the proper thing to do. And again, as I said, if you ever daven next to Gedolei Yisrael, that I was zocheh to daven with the Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal countless number of times. Every word of Hishmon Esrei I heard. Now, is that the ideal, according to what we're saying over here? Kadere Shalom. You're supposed to be mashmiya lo'oznecha, to your ears. It means I should be mashmiya to my ears, you to yours, each one of us to their ears. And not that someone else who's davening next to me should actually overhear that which I say. Uba chalzos, there were many gedolei Yisrael that even when you weren't literally next to them, you could actually hear every word that they said. There are other things they say about the Chassam Sefer, when he davened, you couldn't hear even, he heard zero. He means he clearly only was Mashmiya La'oznav, and not the idea is Mashmiya La'achem. But the reason why I say all this is because often I see people, as I said, that they daven, their lips don't move. They're just staring at the sitter, and all of a sudden they're turning pages. I don't see their lips move. That is inappropriate. So therefore one has to be, number one, Mashmiya La'oznav, and also enunciate the words, and also, obviously, once you try to make sure you say each word and appreciate each word, and that takes more than 25 seconds. The people daven Shmoneh Esrei, 25 seconds. Wow, a bigger nation than Kriyas Yom Suf. How do they do that? Yes.
I agree with the Rosh Hashiva in the sense that your Shmoneh Esrei, your tefillah that's for yourself shouldn't necessarily be rushed through. However, with standard of kavana nowadays, which is something that we strive for.
It's hard to achieve it.
But at the same time, there are people who do feel that their kavana, in a sense, might be to rush through. Right.
I'm not denying what you're saying. Sometimes people have difficulty concentrating. And if you do something, even for example, you have Kriyas HaTorah, different people length. So some people lane very, very slowly. And that could be difficult for others to listen, shall we say, to an entire Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning for, let's say, especially these parashas that are very long. A fellow could land for 5 minutes, almost an hour. 1 hour. Parashas Lech Lecha.
It's too little. That is not too rigorous.
And others will take the same parasha land in a half hour, and you know that you have to keep track and be on top of things and follow the Balkere, and it's easier. So yes, because I'm not sure what you're saying, but at the same time, there's no question that each word has to be said. Maybe you could say it a bit faster and also have more kavana. I hear what you're saying, but each word has to be enunciated. I'm just saying that's important. That's what I'm trying to get across here, because I often see people, including people davening yeshivas, their lips don't move. They're just turning pages without enunciating the words. That is lo b'seder. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to get across here. Another halacha, since I'm at it already. Yes.
So I understand like that you're supposed to, you know, if you want to have more fun, maybe like say your words a little louder. But like, if you're not really even like saying your words out, like your tefillah is for Hashem. Can Hashem like still know what you're saying?
But again, the makar for the idea of davening, where one enunciates the words, the makar is Chana. She's the makar, the Gemara says, and we learn many halachas of tefillah from Chana. It's a Gemara in Brachos. And one of the halachas we learn out from her, it says, Raks Vasera Nals, which means that her lips were moving, she was enunciating the words, that she could hear it, it was audible to her, even though it was not necessarily audible to others. And that's the model, how we should daven. That's the way, I think when one, in general, you should know, even in terms of Talmud Torah, when you learn Torah, the Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara points out that, Ki Chayim Ve'im L'Motzo'eyim, Ulechol Psoro Marpe, you probably studied Mishlei, a pasuk in Mishlei. So there, the Chazal derived from there, Lemotza Ehem, that the Torah is life to those who are Motza Ehem. Al Tikvi Lemotza Ehem, Ela Lemotzi Ehem, Lemotzi Ehem Bepeh. When you learn Torah, what should you do? You should learn Bekol. You know that, that's why we have Chabrusas, and we talk to each other, hopefully. And hopefully we discuss this sugi with each other. And hopefully we verbalize and we try to articulate and to explain to each other and to ourselves what it's all about. So there also, there's a din of verbalizing. By the way, if you want to remember what you learned, that's the way to do it. One way of doing it is by verbalizing it. But certainly when it comes to tefillah, here we're using Chana as the model. And so she is a model that enunciated the words. And there's no question, I think, that if you enunciate, at least you know you said the word and you were able to focus on it. I'm not saying you have to daven the... shall we say, 2.5 hours, and each paragraph should be 20 minutes. I didn't say that. But I did say, especially Shmoneh Esrei, you have to try to enunciate the words in proper kavanah. Shmoneh Esrei is the acme of the tefillah. We reach the highest point, the pinnacle of davening, because we're going from stage to stage. As I mentioned, first Brichas HaShachar, then to the Zimra, and then to Brichas Kriyat Shema, and then to Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the highest stage. I want to mention another halacha, which also I saw the other day. I was really... a little bit taken aback. It's Tzadikei. Sim Tzadikei, Sif Aleph. It's also did. How should a person, when you stand for an essay, how do you stand in terms of your feet? You keep your feet together. There's a guy, was, I'm not exaggerating, walking about the Rishon Essay. The Rishon Essay, walking about. I was astounded. Not everyone knows that Rishon Essay is supposed to stand with your feet together. I'm not sure we find that to be comical. But it's true, the Gemara says, you're probably referring to Gemara Rabbi Akiva and Brachas. That's what you think about. The Gemara says, he would start on one side and finish when I said the other side. Because his kavanah was so overwhelming, he didn't even recognize that he was, shall we say, moving about. So that's what you're thinking about. But the Chachiva, it says here in Tzadikei Sibalach, Yechavim Rago Zeitzel Zed B'Kivon, Kilo Einu Alecha. You have to put two feet together as if it's only one. Why the damas and malachim? You have to be like angels. Like their legs appear to be as one. Which means that Mishnah Berurah points out Sifkat Beis over there. He says, by the way, since you're talking to the Shechina, so what do you have to do? You have to literally transcend your corporeal self. Meaning, you have no body. You have become a shawat. A spiritual being without a goof. That's not a simple matter. I don't know how you're probably capable of doing it more than I am. But you have to somehow transcend your body, your material self, what is known in Rishonim, they call Hispashus HaGashmias. Your Gashmias disappears. And you become totally Ruchani. Sfaradim Tahorim understand it. And Ashkenazim have more difficulty understanding. What?
Struggle.
Struggle, correct. Struggling is good. It's good to struggle. Anyway, the point being that one has to stand with one feet together. I happen to be, you know, you may have noticed, I'm dominating here a bit more often now. Perhaps you won't notice because you probably are up there. That's fine. But I stand for Nesrei, not just for the Shal Tzibur, not just for my son for Nesrei, but for Chazar Shas as well, my feet together. So my Rebbe was nodding as a dinner Shal Nesrei, and I stand with my feet together the entire Shal Nesrei, Chazar Shas. What is your practice?
I guess I should start doing it.
I didn't tell you that. I was careful not to say that. I said that it says you're allowed to stand during the Chazar Shas, but however, you have to stand with your feet together.
But our Rebbe's not yet to do that.
What?
But our Rebbe's not yet to do that.
That's right. There is a Rebbe who's not yet to do that, and that was Absal Vecheik, Satsal, and others also, the Rosh Terem, Rosh Yibad Lachan Arukim, the great God of Him, Yishalai, also
is not yet to do that. And Rosh Shiva.
And a few other people. Okay, anyway, he's just being... the good side. Okay, anyway, I want to say one more thing. That what about if I'm not mechavin raglav, like that gentleman over there that I just described? So Mishnah Berurah points out yotze. You're not mechavin raglav. However, that sometimes you could have, and this is a very significant issue, it's not a simple issue, that sometimes people have problems keeping their feet together. There are such people. You know what I'm talking about? So that is, Jom Meshach Paisin Tatzal has a tshuva, I saw a number of times. And the thing is, you can still be a Shech Tzibur. Sometimes people can't get their feet together for all kinds of reasons. I'm not here to describe now.
It's not a,
what was that?
It's not a
Correct, exactly. You find that sometimes the din is Rav Moshe Feinstein passes the halacha, they can still be Shiach Tzibur without any pickpock, without any problem. But again, that the halacha is a chatzchila, that one should try to put one seat together, near and ka'achas. And one more thing I want to mention, since I'm already out of it already, it's Simon Tzadikei, Siv Gimel. I don't know if you ever saw this, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but should I have realized what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Meniach yodav al libo kfusin. Hayimonis al asmolis. How do you daven Shemoneh Esrei? Like this. You ever saw people daven like that? It's a mechaber Shulchan Aruch. Your right hand over your left hand. On, against your heart. V'omik ki'evos le'rabo. You're like a servant in front of his master. Be'ema b'yira u'v'fachat. How? With what kind of tone?
Fear,
correct. These are three different words that describe fear, and there actually is a need to examine each of these words, when they're used, how they're used, but that requires a bit of knowledge of Tanakh, which are in Hashem, lot, require, along the way. Yet, let me just say one more thing. And then the Mechaber says further that, again, well, maybe before the Mishnah Berurah writes a Sivkot involved, that when a person speaks to a king, and you're asking a king for whatever request you may have, so that's the way they would ask. Mishnah Berurah says, Hakol Kaminik Amokom. So there are many places that I'm not knowing like that. And I will tell you that I saw Gedol Yisrael Davin were not makrid to Davin Davkas from Esri like this, such as Hagoyin Amesha Feinzi Datzal was not makrid to Davin like this, even though it's a Mechavish Hanoch. But one thing they did do, they always Davin from a Siddur. I assume you Davin from a Siddur? Sidur. Sidur. No, Ma'at Sacha. So that's a good thing to do. Always a daven b'siddur for a very simple reason, because you'll have more kavana, you'll be able to be more focused. But even as far as this is concerned, lav dafka, shall we say, even though it would seem that the reason for this halacha, this mechaber, is al pi ha-kabbalah. You familiar with Kabbalah? The right is what midah, midas ha-rachamim. The left, is Midas Adin. And Kabbalistic.
Is Chesed Adin.
Correct. And therefore, it's always best to have the right hand over the left hand. Midas HaRachamim over Midas Adin. You want, obviously, Hashem to operate with us with Midas HaRachamim. He should have Rachmanis on us. Not the Chas HaShom, which applies to us Midas Adin. It won't happen to any of you, because you're all tzaddikim. So, but the people like myself, who are not holding by such levels, so we have to be concerned about these matters that Hashem should show us Midas HaRachamim. What do you want to say? I'm sorry, yeah.
I don't remember if it was in the Mishnah Berurah or your Pinkus, but one of them holds that when you're thinking of Yirei Shemayim, when you're in your Tila, that yes, you should be in awe, that you should be in somewhat fear, but at the same time, it should also be something that's simple, and you should be always happy while you're not.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Not that this is.
Means you should not be. What you're suggesting, what Rabbi Marcus is suggesting here, don't be in a state of petrifaction. You don't have to be congealed when you daven before Hashem is Baruch. Of course, you have to realize daven to Emiat Ha'imei, who you're standing. But on the other hand, you also the simcha, the greatest simcha that a Jew should realize is the fact that I can stand before Hashem is Baruch, and that I can pour out my heart to Hashem is Baruch. Chav Tzchaim used to speak a tefillah, ki medaber isha re'eim, like I speak to a good friend like you. To have such good friends, Hashem, such wonderful young men. So that's the way you should look at tefillah. It's like a dialogue. So you're 100% right. It means on the one hand, of course, there has to be a sense of yira, sense of aim of pachad, as he said. On the other hand, you shouldn't be, shall we say, petrified. You shouldn't become a rock. That is correct. That's true. It's interesting. There's another issue which is also by Skatan Shabura, Sikhan Hey. Do you daven with your eyes closed? Since I just said you now you have to have a sitter, clearly it would be pointless to daven with your eye closed when you're in front of a sitter. But there is a Mishnah Berurah quotes here that someone who doesn't close his eyes during davening is not zeiche liros b'nei hashrina. Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. When he passes on, he won't be zeiche liros b'nei hashrina. However, there's no question that someone daven with a sitter, obviously you're supposed to be focused on the sitter. That is the ideal thing to do. I saw the Dalai Yisrael davening. You know where they davening from? A sidur. Kolel Maran Harab Ovadia Yosef Zatzal Shariti Otzal Kama Pamim. That means in English, I saw him a number of times, Davin, and he Davin with the Sidur. And so the other Sidur, I saw. They also Davin with the Sidur. I saw Abel Yashir Davin with the Sidur. I saw with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's how that was the Siddur, and their eyes were open. You know why? Because they had to see what was in the Siddur. That's why their eyes were open. However, I just should mention to you that there's a din in Siddur Tzadik Vav. If you have Tzadik Vav, yes, you do. Right, come here. Look at the next Siddur. Tzadik Vav Sid Beis. This is another din. It's a Gemara. It's all Gemaras. And Rishayim. You're not supposed to hold on to something when you are davening.
Hmm?
What does that mean?
Fidget spinner.
Except for what? A machzer. A sitter. Sometimes you see people holding on to all kinds of things. Such as?
Smartphones.
So is that permissible? I don't think you should have a smartphone. That's my personal opinion. Even though, why are they doing it? Because the sitter is there in the smartphone.
Well, it seems like the mechaber is something like that also.
What was that?
Well, it seems like the mechaber also.
Mechaber says, what the last of the master feels be other. But I don't think a smartphone is a master feels.
Yeah, it's not.
I believe it's everything else, and maybe it also has a master tefillah, which is 1 point, I don't know what percentage is of the entire smartphone.
If one designates a smartphone for a sitter, then it could be used as a sitter.
I don't think you should have a smartphone because often in the middle you get text messages,
yeah,
and all kinds of things light up, and unless you put it on airplane mode, from what I understand, I don't daven from such things. I don't even know how to get to a sitter from the, but so maybe I'm just a tallah mode. But whatever the case is, I'm just indicating that lechatzila you should have a sitter, you should carry a sitter with you. But generally, you're not supposed to hold on to a chebet b'shas hatfila. You're not supposed to hold on to anything because you were afraid you might fall, or might, let's say, holding on to an expensive vase. I don't know. And that would be say. That would be totally inappropriate. Because you want to come on it. What?
Is this included shtender?
Shtender is fine because the shtender is the tzarech hasidur to hold on to the sitter to make it easier to daven. So whatever is easy to daven, of course, that you're allowed to do. Even, for example, Shavuot talks about Siman Tzadi davening against opposite a mirror. Zalob Seder. You're not supposed to daven against a mirror, besides the fact that Mazar Kavana, but the halacha is, it looks like you're, when you're bowing down, guess who you're bowing down to? Your own, shall we say, your own persona. Your own shadow. That's how totally inappropriate. Again, you have to be careful when you're davening. Don't you have to say. But you said a moment ago, he said, Rabbi Marcus, something very beautiful. The simcha of the fact that I can open up my heart to Hashem and he responds to my feelings. Wow, there's no greater source than that. That a Jew can have to be able to approach Hashem. Yes, mitoch yira v'fachad v'ema, as they mentioned. But at the same time, mitoch simcha, that hopefully Hashem will answer our feelings. Okay. Shalom. Send him out.